Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. This is the only radio program in the world focusing on art song, that combination of poetry set to music by a classical composer for voice and piano. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, we'll celebrate the 91st birthday of the great American composer Ned Roram, born October 23, 1923, and, as you'll hear in the interview that I recorded with him, still very much alive. Before we hear that interview, let's hear some of his justly famous art songs sung by Susan Graham.
Oh,
You're listening to Singing in Other Sins, this time celebrating Ned Roram's 91st birthday. You just heard Susan Graham sing four Roram songs. First, Sonnet, to Witter Binner's words. Then, Clouds, to the poem of Paul Goodman. And next, to A Young Girl, words of William Butler Yeats. Finally, inspired by the words of Theodore Rutger, we heard, I strolled across an open field. Susan Graham's pianist was Malcolm Martineau. Let's sample a bit of the interview I recorded by phone for this Roram edition of Singing in Other Sins. I asked Mr. Roram about last year's worldwide celebrations for his 90th birthday.
It's nice to be appreciated. However, everyone else could get to be 90, but except me. I still think of myself as about 18 to 19.
I'm always curious to know what this prolific composer and author is writing, so I asked him what he was working on right now.
Nothing. I've written several hundred minutes of music and several hundred pages of music of all sorts. And similarly with words, I have 12 published books now, so I'm not doing anything. And I don't feel terribly urged or impelled. I know people love to hear about artists and inspiration and all of that, but it's not true. And everyone's inspired, but not everybody is any good. So anyway, I'm not writing much of anything.
That nothing may change. But for now, we have a lot of something that Roram has written, both his books and music. I mentioned that I had just finished reading his memoir, Knowing When to Stop, which culminates in his years in Paris, with some of the great American musicians, such as Eugene Istomin and Julius Katchen.
Well, they were all very important, and Eugene Istomin, he's gone now, isn't he?
Yes.
I knew him when I was very young, and Julius Katchen was very important to me in Paris, and so everything I wrote, I knew he would play it, and so I was glad about that.
Let's hear a portion of Roram's second piano sonata that Julius Katchen recorded in 1952.
Thank you.
we heard a portion of Rorm's second piano sonata recorded by his friend Julius Katchen in 1952. But this is Singing in Other Sins, so let's return to hear Mr. Rorm himself at the piano as he accompanies the bass Donald Graham in songs of the poets Rorm set frequently, Paul Goodman and Theodore Rittke.
Nothing would sleep in that cellar, dank as a ditch. Bulbs broke out of boxes, hunting for chinks in the dark. Shoots dangled and drooped, lolling obscenely from mildewed grates, hung down long yellow evil necks, like tropical snakes. And what a congress of stinks. Roots ripe as old bait, pulpy stems rank silo. Manure lime piled against slippery planks. Nothing would give a life. Even the dirt kept breathing a small. But I hung on like death, such waltzing was not easy. We romped until the pans fell off the kitchen shelf. My mother's countenance could not contain itself. My wrist was battered on one knuckle. At every step you missed, my right ear scraped a buckle. You beat time on my head with a palm caked hard by dirt, then waltzed me off to bed, still clinging to your shirt. Sarah has smiled upon me such a smile that caution and impatience, both my wardens, are flung into the winds that mile on mile pour northward from the Miami Gardens. My dead mother lies, and red the rose and the hibiscus bloom. But there is no fancy to me more fair and dear in those distances than the presence of Sally O.
Three Rorm songs performed by Donald Graham with the composer, the pianist. We heard Root Cellar and My Papa's Waltz, both to words of Rittke, and finally Sally's Smile to the poem of Paul Goodman. Let's hear Roram again as composer pianist in Three Psalms with Phyllis Curtin, soprano.
Thank you.
Psalms, composed by Ned Roram, the focus of this edition of Singing and Other Sins. One of his favorite singers, Phyllis Curtin, was the soprano, and Mr. Roram himself, the pianist. Roram was a fine pianist, but he wrote that he was just impersonating another pianist, the great Eugene Eastman. I asked him about the connection.
Well, he's a friend. I knew him when I was a kid. We were both at Curtis at the same time, and we lived in the same building. He was upstairs with his mother and father, actually, and his father was a waiter in a restaurant down the street, and his mother sort of sang in Russian. Everyone's inclined to write for who is going to perform their music.
There, in an interview recorded for this Roram edition of Singing and Other Sins, you heard Mr. Roram speaking about his connection with Eugene Eastman, who we'll hear now as the pianist in a set of 5 songs to the poems of Walt Whitman. The bass is Donald Graham.
As Adam early in the morning, walking forth from the bower, refreshed with sleep. Behold me where I pass, hear my voice approach. Touch me, touch the palm of your hand to my body as and silently come where you are, that I may be with you. As I walk by your side, or sit near, or remain in the same room with you. Little you know the subtle electric fire that for your sake is playing within me. Stranger, if you passing meet me and desire to speak to me, why should you not speak to me? And why should I not speak to you? Thank you. a ship on waters advancing, the voyage of the soul, not life alone. Death, many deaths I've seen.
Five Roram songs to poems by Walt Whitman, performed by bass baritone Donald Graham, with the composer's friend and model, Eugene Eastoman, piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a 91st birthday tribute to Ned Roram. In our recent interview, he said this about America and American composers.
Well, essentially, I'd like to talk about music.
But, I meant anything specific within that.
But I'm not always thinking about music or in interviews and things and politics and so forth. And I would say that America, we're such Philistines that we're so... But I think it's the most interesting country musically and artistically in the world. I can't even name you a single Italian composer right this minute, or even French composers or German. I just don't know. But I can... name you lots of American composers.
Yes.
And plus they're in schools now and they're getting around. So I think America, with all of its bad points, is the most interesting country in the world as far as art is concerned.
Let's hear some more instrumental music of Mr. Roram, and not just any Roram instrumental music, but excerpts from his air music, for which he won the Pulitzer Prize.
Thank you.
The Louisville Orchestra, conducted by Peter Leonard, in excerpts from Roram's Air Music. Mr. Roram is proud of all the attention, not to mention the many performances his recently composed opera, Our Town, is getting. Here's an excerpt.
Oh!
That was Marnie Breckenridge in Emily's final monologue from Roraima's opera, Our Town, in the live performance of 2007 with the festival opera Walnut Creek, with Michael Morgan conducting. We opened with the beautiful singing of Susan Graham, so let's close with her performance of some of the best-known Roraima songs.
So
That was Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau in three of Ned Rorem's most often performed songs, The Lordly Hudson and Sometimes with One I Love, both to Goodman's words, and Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening, Poetry of Frost. You've been listening to Ned Rorem's 91st birthday celebration on Singing and Other Sins. Many thanks to Dennis Moore for the Rorem instrumental selections. Previous programs can be found at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singing and other sins. Next week, we'll celebrate Bizet's birthday with his songs and other sins. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.